Kai Vada's message to her Aunt Grace was as terse as Grace's had been, and even more cryptic.
Fruitcake contains 1K no filler. Only one fruitcake, positively no S in fruitcake. S does not belong in fruitcake. Tick harvest, less than projected by 15%. Propagation of seedlings strongly discouraged.
From the generations back family code stored in her father's implant, surely Grace would know that one. Translated, do not propagate this message. Kailara struggled with how to tell Grace that Pitt was suspect, that maybe MacRobert was suspect.
Tick pits may be infested with fungal disease from the source. Isolate any storage bins used by suspected lots. Source may be unreliable.
MacRobert had sent her the letter of marque and set up the delivery of those mines disguised as cleaning materials. If he had been the traitor who opened Slaughter Key to the enemy, Kai found hard to believe he would have done that, that he would be Grace's whatever he was to her. She could not believe it, any more than she wanted to believe Pitt was a traitor. What she wanted to ask Grace was where Grace had heard of the battle and her supposed death. What she wanted to tell Grace was that Turek probably still had an agent or two on Slaughter Key. But Grace would not thank her for that information. Grace would give her that Aunt Grace look and would understand being kept out of the loop.
Pitt told the truth. She requested the use of the Ansible right after you came aboard. My comtech assumed that it was a message you had asked her to send, so he let her have the board. It was another hour before you ordered the shutdown. You asked me if anyone had communicated out system, and I asked my comtech, but she didn't tell me about Pitt, because she thought you already knew. Stupid mistake on my part, I'm sorry.
Not your fault. I'm relieved that Pitt wasn't lying about that. It would cast doubt on Mackenzie's agenda.
Now she needed to figure out what to do about Pitt. The transmission might have been innocent in intent. The log showed that the only transmission had been to Slaughter Key. But Kai wondered why Grace hadn't told her that MacRobert and Pitt were communicating, if she knew. Argelos reported that Stella had accepted his and Ransom's financial data without asking for a direct contact with Kai.
She said she supposed you were busy and she was sorry to bother you, but the auditors were coming.
Auditors.
Of course, the survival of Vada Transport was important. But Stella needed to understand that Kai had more important things on her mind. Grace Vada looked at the printout she'd been given. Straight data, no voice, no visual. It had come from a shipboard Ansible, one of two mounted on Kai's ship. But that didn't necessarily mean it had come from Kai. The enemy could have figured out how to intercept such messages and then use the originating code on a different unit. And fruitcake. Too many people knew about the fruitcakes now. As long as she'd been seen as the dotty old lady who handed out inedible fruitcakes, fruitcakes as code were safe. But now some people, some of Kai's crew for instance, knew that the fruitcakes might have more than fruit and nuts in them.
Fruitcake contains 1K. That might be Kai. Or something else. No S, not Stella. But if the message is from Kai, why would she say Stella isn't with her? Of course Stella isn't with her. Kai knows that I know Stella's on Cascadia. And the last part, the old outdated Vata code for deep secret do not share.
MacRobert appeared with her afternoon tea.
What's that?
Either confirmation from Kai that she's alive, or a clever fake. It's almost... I can imagine her doing something like this, but does she think communication through her onboard Ansible is compromised? And what else is she trying to tell me?
MacRobert looked at the printout.
Don't tell Stella. Oh, that's definitely from Kai. And, oh my.
What? You understand this nonsense about tick seeds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at least I think I do. Kai's found out that I've been in contact with the Mackenzie liaison, Master Sergeant Pitt. She's trying to warn you. She's wondering if I'm reliable.
You? Of course you're reliable. What was she thinking?
The girl's learning. What would you think if I hadn't told you about Pitt?
All right, I see what you mean. But she knows you.
She knew me years ago, when she was younger and naive. She's been through a lot. She's not the same Kai, Grace.
I know that. That's why I wanted to talk to her on Cascadia.
MacRobert rubbed her shoulders.
You're still miffed about that, aren't you? You know, if you'd been Kai, you wouldn't have waited either. She had to go. She heard trouble coming.
But...
she's a good... well, I can't call her a kid anymore. She's a good commander, I'd have to say now. Remarkable, in fact.
You're glowing.
I'm not. Well, maybe I am. Look at it this way. I'm the closest thing she has now to a father.
If my arm weren't the size of a child's, I'd hit you with it.
All right, I won't push it. But I am proud of her. It was obvious from the first term that she'd be right at the top, and she was, and not just academically. She had the right kind of mind. We get brilliant cadets who don't, and we try to shunt them into positions where their brilliance can be used without destroying them or their mates. I had high hopes for her as a commander, and she's fulfilled those hopes. Though, not in our Space Force.
You kicked her out of your Space Force.
Not me. I had nothing to do with that decision, and you know it. And anyway, it's your Space Force now. You know the political pressures on it.
Fewer, but yes.
And if she hadn't resigned, if she'd been the most junior officer in a cruiser in our home fleet, which is where the good ones are assigned, she wouldn't have been available to do what she's done, which may very well be to save us all.
It doesn't hurt that she doesn't fully trust you now?
Hurt? No. It would bother me if you didn't.
Very well, then. I will inform the President that she is alive and ready to take command of Slaughter Key forces when they arrive.
We still have to figure out where the rumor came from.
Tonight?
Oh, no. I suppose that can wait till morning.
Good. Because my therapists are annoyed with me about the arm. Horizontal exercises they prescribe. They insist I must do them.
Horizontal exercises? I think we can manage that.